KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, 62 degrees. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies here today, and a high of 74. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. An Adair County man was arrested Thursday evening in Creston. Officials of the Creston Police Department report 25-year-old Jeffrey Dwayne Ott of Orient was arrested at around 6:30 p.m. in Creston for disorderly conduct. Ott was later released on a $300 bond. Governor Kim Reynolds on Thursday announced her appointment of Julie Schumacher as a judge of the Iowa Court of Appeals. Schumacher from Schleswig currently serves as a district court judge in Judicial Election District 3B. She has previously served as a district associate judge and assistant county attorney for Crawford County and an assistant city attorney for Denison. Schumacher also engaged in the private practice of law in Denison for nearly 20 years. She received her undergraduate degree from the University of South Dakota and her law degree from Creighton University School of Law. The Iowa Court of Appeals is Iowa's intermediate appellate court. It is composed of 9 judges and decides appeals from district courts across the state. Schumacher will fill the vacancy created by the retirement of Iowa Court of Appeals Judge Gail Nelson Vogel of Spirit Lake. A Sioux City teacher is accused of sending critical letters to her superintendent and other district leaders has been fired. The school board voted to fire middle school teacher Julie Fisher, even though a judge cleared her of criminal charges last spring. In March, a judge dismissed 6 counts of harassment Fisher faced because the letters were deemed free speech and not harassment. Fisher had other teachers speak on her behalf at the board hearings. She had taught in the district since 1991 and had been on administrative leave from August of 2018 until this past Wednesday when the school board fired her. A former Western Iowa pastor already charged in Nebraska with sexually assaulting 2 children has, along with his wife, been charged with additional counts of witness tampering. 44-year-old Emmanuel Rodriguez and 42-year-old Veronica Rodriguez were arrested this week. Police say Emmanuel Rodriguez called his wife from jail after his arrest earlier this month on the sexual assault counts and told her to contact members of the girls, the mothers of the girls, the victims. Rodriguez later told her husband that she had said that she sent text messages to the girl's mother saying that her husband had lost his whole career in the ministry because of the accusations. Police say Emmanuel Rodriguez fondled 2 prepubescent girls between 2017 and May 2019 at 2 Omaha homes previously owned by Rodriguez. He was a pastor at the Calvary Assembly of God Church in Council Bluffs at the time of his arrest. The Iowa Department of Transportation is conducting a planning study on the Missouri Valley Bypass Corridor. The study area includes an area south of Missouri Valley and extends along U.S. Highway 30 from Interstate 29 eastward to 280th Street. An online public meeting is available to view on the DOT's public involvement webpage at www.iowadot.gov/PIM. To view the meeting and related content that is, click on the Missouri Valley Bypass Corridor project from the list of public involvement events. The online meeting will allow you to scroll through the information at your own pace and at any time. The Iowa DOT is asking interested parties to take a few minutes to view the information and then offer any feedback. Former Iowa Ag Secretary Bill Northey, now a top administrator in the U.S. Department of Agriculture, says farmers need more assurances about ethanol, but Northey said he's unaware of what's in the giant package that President Trump is promising farmers.
Well, I know there have been meetings, and I know some of the things that they've talked about, but I don't know what's going to be a part of it, and certainly we're all on the edge of our seat to be able to look at what it is. I don't even know the timing necessarily.
Trump on Thursday tweeted the ethanol waivers he okayed saved small oil refineries from certain closing, and he told farmers to get ready for a pro-ethanol move that will make them happy. Northey spoke Thursday at a forum with Iowa Congresswoman Cindy Axne, a Democrat from Des Moines. Axne says the waivers are unacceptable.
I think farmers' patience is wearing thin.
She's pressing for the Inspector General and the EPA to investigate the ethanol waivers.
You know, the president can tweet out whatever he wants to tweet out about his next big thing. I am sick and tired of seeing hard-working farmers in Iowa being used as pawns in this administration, whether it's trade negotiation or whether it's fulfilling the desires of rich shareholders of big fossil fuel companies.
Northey said farmers were excited about the prospects of year-round E15 sales, but that positive Trump administration move got lost when the ethanol waivers were granted. Plus, farmers are facing weather and market challenges.
There's as much nervousness around the economics of agriculture as I've seen in quite a while.
On Wednesday, Northey attended a forum in LaPorte City with Iowa Congresswoman Abby Finkenauer, a Democrat from Dubuque. Finkenauer also criticized Trump, saying this is a scary time for agriculture. The Democratic National Committee will recommend scrapping state plans to offer virtual telephone-based caucuses in 2020 due to security concerns. The final choice on whether to allow virtual caucuses in Iowa and Nevada is up to the party's powerful Rules and Bylaws Committee. But opposition from DNC's executive and staff leadership make it highly unlikely the committee would keep the virtual caucuses, leaving two key early voting states just months to figure out an alternative. The state parties had planned to allow some voters to cast caucus votes over the telephone in February of 2020 instead of showing up at traditional caucus meetings. Iowa and Nevada created the virtual option to meet a DNC mandate that states open caucuses to more people. Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate says hackers have not compromised any Iowa voting systems. But Pate says the Russians are waging a war of public opinion on social media to sow doubt about the U.S. election process.
I think if anything, the Russians proved they were very active on that front, and the things they've done cyber-wise has been to create the doubt, not to really get a result of impacting the election directly. And that's as damaging as if they did get in.
Pate says Russian military officials visited some public websites for Iowa counties before the 2016 election, but did not access any private information. He says his office is working on another election-related project to improve the flawed list of people who are barred from voting because of a felony conviction.
We'll probably end up having one full-time person doing this and monitoring it, because bad information in is bad information out. And when we get information from other government entities, we have to make sure that it's the most accurate and up-to-date.
The Des Moines Register has reported some Iowans who are not felons have wrongly had their ballots rejected. Pate says his office doesn't maintain a list, but the court system sends a list of felons to his office, and that list is passed along to county auditors, who have the power to add and remove names from the list of eligible voters. Pate admits people convicted of felonies in other states aren't all being added to the list. And Iowa Senator Charles Grassley is applauding a tentative trade deal reached between the U.S. and Japan, calling it a very welcome development.
It arrives at a time when farmers are hurting, in need of new market access opportunities, and a chance to compete on a level playing field with agriculture all over the globe.
Strengthening ties with Japan, Grassley says, will help to also strengthen the U.S. position while negotiating with China. And while only an overview of the agreement with Japan was released by the White House last weekend, Grassley says what he'd heard so far is very encouraging.
Gaining agricultural market access to the world's third largest economy is a big win for President Trump, Iowa farmers, and agriculture generally.
It's possible, according to Grassley, the agreement can be signed without congressional approval. He calls it very positive news and a significant step toward securing a comprehensive trade agreement with Japan, which he says could benefit all sectors of the U.S. economy.
It appears that the Japanese have agreed to provide new access for U.S. dairy, pork, ethanol, beef, wine, wheat, in return for the elimination of U.S. tariffs on industrial goods.
The agreement is expected to be signed at the UN General Assembly meeting in late September. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.